Walker's tax cut would reduce Wisconsin's three lowest tax rates. The way the tax code works, that means wealthier residents would still get a tax cut on all the income they earn in those lower brackets. In dollar terms, the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau says that means roughly half of the annual tax cut would go toward people who make $100,000 or more. Racine Democrat Corey Mason says those are not the middle class people he sees in his district.
When we're thinking about sort of who the working class, middle class folks are, who are going to need it, where I come from, it's not people making six figures.
But Revenue Secretary Rick Chandler told the legislature's Joint Finance Committee the tax cut will mostly benefit people who earn between $35,000 and $100,000 a year. And if others who earn more benefit, Chandler says that's okay.
The middle class is getting a greater proportionate share of the cuts than others. But we did want to have a broad-based package, and we are very comfortable with providing relief all across the income spectrum.
Again, shifting back to dollar terms, the Fiscal Bureau said someone making $300,000 a year would get an annual tax cut of nearly $300 under the governor's budget. Someone making $30,000 to $40,000 would get an annual tax cut of about $35. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.